morning, this is... Good morning, Miriam. It's a special pleasure to have you here in the studio. And let's start with first reason why you're here, to announce the event you are organizing for Friday.
Yes, we are organizing African Night here in Auroville on Friday, the 1st February, on Friday at the Unity Pavilion. And we think that the goal is to really make the African continent well known by all the Aurovillian. The presence of the African peoples here in Auroville is not really important. And because this presence is not really important, I think that a lot of people don't really take care of this continent, take care of this, of the persons who are there. And I think is our is our charge to make this presence be in Auroville.
Let me just interrupt you. You said important, but I think you probably meant more that it's not present right now.
Yes, but somehow. When I see it's not important, that we don't see the African life, the African energy, the African heartbeat inside Auroville. Yeah, you know, the African culture, the way we just live every day in Africa, in spiritually, in culture, in any kind of way. We don't see it in Auroville. We don't see our clothes, our materials, because we are not there.
Yeah.
Because we are not there. So we have to do the most. I really send a big thanks for the first African who came here in Auroville. I could think about Krishna. I could think about Elder Tekeste. And I all my how you could say?
Heart
and thanks.
And praises.
Yes. For what they've done, because it's not easy. It's not easy to be here where most of the people are from other continents. How you can make survive the African continent when your community is not there. So you have to be really strong in your body, in your mind, in your spirit, and you have to be really strong and sure that a day some other will come and we'll continue the work of pioneers that begin. So really thanks for Krishna and Elder Tekeste. Mm-hmm. But the time now is going on. But now I think it's important that a new generation came, and even new younger than me, to really begin, first of all, know what is the idea, the vision of Auroville, the vision of the mother, and all the idea of Sri Aurobindo about the supramental, and also to take care of the African house and of the African pavilion. It's time. The time now is now. And I think that this, what we're going to do on Friday, is a part of the process.
Yes. It's more peace. It brings us further.
That is piece by piece. We succeed. Like said Jimmy Cliff.
In this time we learned all lessons that we should serve the Almighty. The girl Makwaki Takawal Mwatai Niwa Takat Niger Devon Africa. So on Friday, you will share with us, I think, a lecture about a part of the history, correct?
Yes, a little lecture, you know, because let's know about what is the African continent from the beginning to now. What's happened in the African continent? Just let's talk about the kingdom, the earth, the inventions, that is, the big place in Africa, like in Mali with Tombuktu, with the South Africa, with in Zimbabwe also they used to have a big place that nobody knows about this. You know,
one of the greatest cities I've ever seen. Yeah.
Yes, you know, Ethiopia. We have just a global lecture, and which is followed with a documentary about the lost kingdom of West Africa, because people has to know that really this continent is not only what they know today.
Yeah, it's not only this continent. It's the biggest continent with the largest numbers of countries.
Yes.
So it's like we can spend years and years to study that.
Yes, you know. So Africa was a continent of kingdoms, of empires, of creation, creativity in medicine, in all of these aspects of the lives. So this first documentary will be only on the west side of the west coast of Africa, to just begin to discover the historical part. And I think that step by step we will have more movies, more images of the African continent, for let know the Eurovigans really what is the African continent from yesterday to tomorrow.
Yeah, but the fact is that if you want to be really unity in diversity, we have to respect and we have to have a clue about each other's culture, and the only way is through the events like that, with sharing the historical facts, the culture itself in a way of dances, songs.
Any kind of way.
And then again, also food, yeah?
Of course.
You will share with us.
Say, of course. So after the documentary, we will have a part-time for the food, for African food. I will make what we make in West Africa, peanut saucer.
Wow.
Yes. And another one with chicken peanuts and okra. Lady fingers. So this is going to be the two two main dishes, with local beverage as ginger and rosella. We make a lot of this local beverage in Africa.
Yeah, and sorrel or rosella, how I call it here, is really popular.
Yes, but also in Africa. So that's
really that's what I'm saying.
Yes, and we will finish with Yamadas from Windarafan, music, African music, and during this. And it will be the time to share. Let's make the feast, you know. In Africa, when we meet, is a feast we share. Let's talk, you know. I can't say. In French, we say dépasser. That means go more forward, you know, and try to know what's happened really. And it's important that day for me, because all people say, okay, African people like this, the African continent don't wake up, etc. But the last 600, 700 years of the African continent was really
stampeded.
Yes, for the African people and the African earth. It began with the slave genocide. And after the slave genocide, we get the divisions. West divided the African continent. But each time, it's the human being which is divided. After we get the colonizations, you don't have time to take care of you. After the colonization, we get what they call the independence, and we are not independent. And now we are under globalizations. So during this last 700 years, all the time, on the material way, a lot of suffering. So people have to really understand when you are all the time, you get a lot of
lashes.
Pressure like lashes. That. How you can be hope. So I think that the African people have to really look at of their history and think about the spiritual part of what, look at of this history of the spiritual part. Why we suffering like that? Why we do to suffering like that? That don't.
But it's also the spiritual part probably which still keeps you proud. And still present very much.
Of course.
And keep going on. Despite the oppression, despite the maybe complete lackness of understanding and the lashes and everything, the spirit is there and it's still going on. If it's not on that side of the world, maybe it's in West Indies.
And you're right.
And it's going on.
All the in West Indies, in North and South America, is because they get this spiritual power that they stay up.
The West Indies spiritual power, if I compare it with the Africans, it's due to they were transformed there in a form of slaves, unfortunately, but yet they survived, including exclusively because of the spirit, and they are so strong, they're so vibrant, they are lively.
We can talk in Brazil, we can talk Haiti, we can talk Jamaica, we can talk, I say, about North America with all the cold spells. We can, yes.
They're standing up.
Yes. But in the same time, they stand up, but in the same time, there is a way, that a step that we have to do to really take care now of our future.
Yeah.
You know, okay, it's a part, but we are, even if we are up, we still all the time, we just, people just look at the African continent like a poor and misery continent.
Well, it's the one of the, it's misery the richest continent, come
and
on.
Is
the yes. Question is who got the hands on the resources? That's the big question. Who is depleting it, taking something out and bringing in the form of
what you say
something
is true, but that means that the African peoples are to be more clear.
I have to be more conscious to
them. You know, they have to get more consciousness of about what's happened.
Mm.
You know, because when something happens in your life, it could be individual or collective life, and especially if when it's something wrong, you have to see why it's happened. You're the part of the solution, and at the same time, you are the part of the cause.
Yep, that's true.
Okay? So
you have to go at
yes.
the beginning, the origins, and then
yes,
root it out there.
That is. Yes, yes. So I hope that we will get the new generation who's coming, 25 years old, 15 years old, 30, are different from my generation. Mm. And I think that a lot of powerful inside of the heart. They would like to know more about the history and in the same time to be part of the world now. So I suppose that for the next, we, the elders, we have to make our work to make the next generation to be more forward. And this is the part of my work to make this African night.
Ooh. Let's go in your personal story. What brought you to Orville? Or where was, I mean, where did you hear about it? Really, what brought you? Oh, it's...
What brought me, first of all, in India, I could say.
Okay.
I was with some NGO in Benin, where I am. Actually, we create the African Agroecological Federation.
Mm-hmm.
Because we think that it's time to agroecology came back in the African
what
continent.
You knew already to learn again, yes. And apply it to the land itself.
Yes, and we do it, and as human beings all the time, problems with human beings became.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think by myself that maybe I have to look at me. Maybe I get a problem. Mm-hmm. And I decide that if I don't arrive to really impulse, that is the right word, to create in the life what I thinking, I would this kind of new paradigm could be in Africa. I have to search in other place, and I decide why not India. Mm-hmm. Why not India? And I was first invited by Vandana Shiva, which is a really famous woman here in India, mm-hmm. in the organic farm in Dehradun. Mm-hmm. And it was a complete organic course. It was in September, during September and October. And so it was a part of the of my journey in India, the organic way, yeah. And the other side was the spiritual way. Mm-hmm. I when I came, it's like I need that to find an answer to my questions. How we can grow up on a spiritual way in the African continent, or at least make our local spirituality be more stronger, more on the new energy was coming actually all over the world.
To be more stronger and more aware, probably.
Yes.
Because it's there, but if it's a question if somebody's aware or not.
Yes, that is. So I decided to come because I was thinking that I need to find an answer, mm-hmm. you know. And I was thinking that maybe, why not, I could find the one who's going to help me to transform me inside myself, because I just need it now. I think it's the time for me now.
So I would say you are looking for a teacher, a guru, whatever.
Something like that. But, you know, I'm not really... I don't like the word guru. Because I just somebody who can understand. I say, okay, let's make the step together. You just need this or that, you know. Yeah. And on the way of my journey in India, finally, I'm arriving in Auroville. I know Auroville since maybe more than 10, 15 years, you know, but I say, why not Auroville? And I came. And I think that it was, let's say that it's just the energy will make the work inside of me to come here in Auroville, nothing else, you know.
No, it's true. Even, you know, the teacher can maybe remember you what you should be doing, but the work you have to do by yourself, and you have to do the inner work.
Yes.
No other way.
Yes. So I think that, okay. Even if I could say that it's not really simple and easy when you arrive in Auroville, I could say that at least when I begin to read again the book of La Mer, that some people...
You connect with something.
Yes, La Mer, again read Sri Aurobindo. I say yes, because Sri Aurobindo, I read Sri Aurobindo when I was 15, 20 in Paris. You know, it was the times of the 1968 evolution. I could say not revolution, but evolution, 1968 evolution.
That was probably the fun time, man.
Yes. So I read it on that time, but I wasn't ready to understand what he said.
Yep.
So,
I understand that.
And I think that now, when I read, I say, oh, yes, that is. It's a way where we have to go. It's this way. Mm. And I think that, okay, all of this, people tell me that they feel the energy of the mother of Sri Aurobindo. I can't say that I feel it, truly. But when I read, I can feel that something touched the deep of my heart. And there is a voice inside of me who tell me that is.
Yeah. The resonation, I also don't know, alignment maybe with, yes, that's where we're standing, that's where we want to go. Africans tonight.
place.
Yes, definitely. And I think that this way could be the way for the African continent. That's because we it's going to just put another energy of the spirituality we get already. Because the African peoples believe that the life is everywhere. The life is in the tree, in the sky, in the water, in the air, in the earth, in the animals, in the plants. So the life is the energy would just that the beat of the heart just that the earth beat all the time, everywhere, all over, all around the African people. The African people is the part of the nature, is the part of the energy. Mm-hmm. Don't control it.
It's not about you.
You know? Mm-hmm. So I think that, okay, when I feel, when I actually read this book of Saprem, in French is L'Aventure de la Conscience. I don't know how would they...
Conscious of the Self?
Yes. L'Aventure de la...
Conscious of the Self of the Body?
No, that one. No. It's not that one. Okay, I don't know the translation in English, but at least it's one of the first book he write about the work of Sri Aurobindo. I think that I really feel that this what Sri Aurobindo give us.
It's
really a big present. It's a gift. Yes, give us. It's a time that we really
live it.
Yes, live it.
Yeah, I think time is coming now because yes. There are changes. We do feel changes in the bodies as well as the universal energies around us.
Yes.
The planet itself, the Mother Earth is also changing.
Yes.
And it's shifting into something. And the Sri Aurobindo and the Mother Way, it's probably the way it's give us some kind of guidelines.
Yes, that is.
That could be.
Yes, that could be. Yeah, so that make me come in India organic because the African continent has to be organic now, definitely. And secondly, the could say the supramental way. Yes,
that's another part. You're from Benin, yeah?
No, my father is from Togo and my mother from the French West Indies, Martinique.
Oh, you're from Martinique.
Mother from yes. The two parts, you know.
That's nice.
I'm the bridge. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But I like the bridges, you know, like
bridge. I'm the
so who went there? Your father went there or she came to Africa?
No, they meet in Paris.
Oh, okay.
And I'm born in Paris.
That's another way.
Yes.
But anyhow, what do you do? I mean, you live in Benin now.
Now I live in Benin and I'm just taking care. We are just taking care, all of us, and work with youths and women.
That's
about organic
farming.
Because something is important actually in Africa, that Africa, 75% of the African population get under 25 years old. And in this 75%, 40% get under 15 years. So the African continent is a really, really, really young continent, but with no visions, with no future. So that means that we just produce something like a bomb. Because when you don't get nothing and you see that the other get, the only thing so that you want is get it.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that we have to do, especially we, the elders, have to do this work to find and to give our youth a new vision for the African continent, because they get the power inside of them. Mm-hmm. They get the divinity inside of them. And we have to tell them now that how strong they are, how beautiful they are, and how they can make not only the African continent change and be on its high evolutions, but also be a part of the evolution for all the humanity.
True.
And women, Because women in Africa, it's women who are taking care of the African continent. They are everywhere, in the house, in the field, in the street, in the business.
You and probably also the part of feminism in Europe, I would guess, yeah.
I can't say feminism.
But it's like, come on, you know, who gives the birth?
Yeah? It's women.
We give the birth, yeah. And who take care about the house?
Three it's corners, women. So just
who are the first actually teachers? It's only women.
Women.
So if, yes, as and a woman, I don't have give a strength to my children. Who else gonna give them?
Nobody.
Somebody from the top.
No. It's women. So when I look at women, African women, okay, or sometimes you know, there are women with a lot of blah 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 problem, etc. But in the same time, when I look at the women, how such each day they just okay, let's fight, let's do something, let's take care of the children, or the house, and even of the men. I say,
that's true.
I say, okay, with women, we're gonna change also the history of the African continent.
And somebody said, teach one generation to take care, and that is exactly the women, and that's what feminism was about.
But Malcolm X say, when you teach a man, you teach an individual.
Yeah.
When you teach a woman, you teach
the next generation.
Yes, all the world. So that it's really important to do things with women in the African continent. Youth and women.
Yeah, but they are strong. Or maybe I'm really familiar with West Indies women, but they are strong.
So West Indies women are completely strong. Yes, Afro-American women are strong.
Yes.
Women in Afro...
They took power in their hands years ago.
Yes, they are really strong, definitely. Because if you are not strong, we're going to take care of the house. And this is the base of the family, you know?
And the family is the base of the nation.
That's a Ghanaian's proverbs. That it say that the beginning of the nations is in the family. Nowhere else.
Yeah, it's true.
That is
the cell of humankind.
Yes, that is.
So your search or your path, maybe to put it on something you were looking for, and maybe to, let's say, you know, when you are like a puzzle, when you're putting the pieces together, I think that's what you're doing here, trying to find that and putting the pieces together because you know a lot. But what have you found here?
I tell you, Auroville is a big present. It's a gift. Yes. It's a place where I think definitely the human being get the opportunity to make this work inside of him. It couldn't be in somewhere else. It's here, you know. So I think that even if it's on the process, because I could say it's on the process, and I'm just a volunteer, it's just 2 months I'm in Auroville, so I can talk globally about this. But just the little light I've seen in some different place, I could see that, yes, there is something which is on the way of changing ourselves. You know, to be conscious that you have to work on you to make this new humanity be. And I feel it little by little, by somewhere, by some people, when I heard some people talking and I go and ask questions, I feel it. I feel that it is. And I think that, okay, there is the matrimony is a big, important place to help for this transformation, you say?
Yeah.
Yes, I think so. Me,
you've been inside, yeah?
Yes, I've been inside, yes. And I think this, yes. Yes.
And you came as a volunteer, so you work on the Vindara farm?
Yes. Yes, I came in as a volunteer, or I could say that because I don't have a lot of money, it is only the way I could stay in Auroville.
No, I don't think so, but still, the only way somebody you can, something you can learn is through doing it, no?
Yes, yes. Oh, no, okay, it's the two reasons, you know? Mm-hmm. It's the two reasons, because if I get more money at school, I could stay in other place, because mm-hmm. I just could feel it differently. But all the organic way I've done in Vindara farm is really important for me. Mm-hmm. You know, what I learned from Khaled and Indra, who are the two taking care of the organic plants, is really, really important. You know, I didn't know that you have to cover the land and so many things. I meet Deepika and Bernard in Peebles. I moved to Sadhana Forest to meet Aviram and his wife. So wow, it's a miracle for me, and it's a big lesson for the African continent, how we can stop the desert, how we can make people have food all the time. So, okay, I'm there and in Vindara farm as a volunteer. I think it's a really good experience. Mm. I don't know if I will be volunteer twice in my life, because it's special way, and it's just me and me. I'm talking about me and me, you know. But what I learned is really important and really, you know, really rich.
So you can share it back in the NGO you were working with, the women and youth, yeah?
Definitely.
You will imply
of
some
course, of course, of course, of course, of course, of course. This is a big lesson, and I hope that we could find a way how people can come there, mm-hmm. and directly do it with women and youth in Africa. Of course, of course.
I know that Sadhana Forest, just recently they're collecting the money for Kenya.
Yes, yes.
For afforestation. And I know that Hassan in Burkina Faso, he's having...
Oro Village. Yes.
With soya farm.
Yes, yes. Yes. And maybe soon, Aquadine will be in Senegal. Maybe soon, maybe. Mm. Yes, it's also
That's
something.
New to me.
Maybe.
Yeah, but the drinking water is important.
Yes, without water, you know. Okay.
Shall we conclude for today?
Yes.
Just invite people once more.
Yes.
On Friday,
the 1st of February at Unity Pavilion. Everything begins at 6:30. And on the program, a documentary about the Lost Kingdom of West Africa. After African dinner with African food, and we'll finish with at 8:30 with African music and Yemadas from Vindara farm. And all the food is from the organic garden of Vindara farm.
Yeah. So we're eating a good food.
Yes.
Cooked with a good energy.
Yes.
With a nice music. And
yes.
So it's gonna be festive.
Let's be enjoy.
This is thank you.
Pleasure.
What a mini, I make a universe. Fitting away, I'm the fitting away.